This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 102 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate. This is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And we have a very special treat for you this week. As we always do, we are wrapping up our terrible action movie month, terrible action movie month, reviewing some of the lowest Rotten Tomato scores action movies as voted on by you guys, the fans. And this week, we're wrapping it up with a little movie called Rollerball from 2002. Now, Alex, prior to this experience, because I'm not going to say, did you watch it? Have you ever experienced Rollerball before this one?
No, I never did.
Okay. So this was your first time experiencing the Rollerball.
Yeah.
All right. Well, very excited to talk about it then. I saw this movie in 2002 when I was 15 years old, and I have not seen it again until now. So we're going to talk about it. It's a movie. But before we get into that, you know, you already know the deal. We're going to talk about some box office numbers. We're going to talk about some Rotten Tomato scores, and then we're going to get right into it. So, Alex, please, how much money didn't this movie make?
Did it? All right. So, Rollerball 2002, domestic $18 million. Nothing. International $6 million.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Worldwide total of $25 million. On a budget of $70 million and on an opening night of $9 million.
Sounds like a hard bomb.
Is a bomb. Yeah.
Worldwide 24 on a budget of 70 something.
Yeah, it's bad. He lost everything.
Well, you know what? Maybe it was just, you know, I don't know. But let's see what the people think, because sometimes these movies, maybe, you know, they don't make a lot of money, but people like them. Now, Alex, when I looked up the Rotten Tomato scores for this, I said, I don't know what they're going to be. You know, I never know. I'm not a psychic. Okay. So I go on the old machine and I type in Rotten Tomatoes and I look up Rollerball. Let's start with the audience score because it's prettier. The audience score for this film is an incredible 14%. Now, that's the higher of the two. Now, earlier in this month, we reviewed a movie that had a 4 and we reviewed a movie that had a 5. And now, for the first time ever, the lowest rated movie we have ever reviewed is now Rollerball, because it sits at a massive 3% on Rotten Tomatoes.
So we did 3, 4, and 5.
Witch Hunter was the best at like 18 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
A 3. So I don't know who these critics are, but, you know, they said their truth. They said Rollerball, pretty fun movie, I guess. Pretty good. But it doesn't matter. None of those things matter, because we're going to tell you if it's pretty good or if it is equivalent to this 3 that it received. I'm beyond excited to review this movie. When I was watching it, I had a lot of laughs. I had a lot of tears. I had a lot of everything. It was an experience. So, Alex, you've experienced Rollerball. You get to go first because I'm hosting. Please tell us about the lead character, the guy I don't remember his name, but he's played by Chris Klein from, I'll just call him Oz from American Pie. It's
his
Oz.
Name was Jonathan Cross.
That's right. Because they're like, Jonathan, Jonathan.
Yeah. Jonathan.
Jonathan Cross. All right. That's a cool action guy name.
It is, but he is not. All right. So Jonathan Cross, first of all, is played by a horrible actor. First of all, this dude looked like a Keanu Reeves ripoff, because he started off with the long hair. Then they cut his hair short like Neo towards the end when he turned into. It is a horrible character. And horrible. This movie starts off with these dudes, okay, skating down
street. They did a street luge.
Yes, they did a luge. They started off with this street crap, and I'm going, what is going on? Like, this is like San. It had to be San Francisco.
Oh yeah,
because I'm like, these dudes are flying off these bumps. And it is horrible. It is a horrible scene. Dudes are kicking each other going down this speed at like, I think it's like 50 miles per hour. But the guy's like, it's horrible. Like, when I say bad, it is not a good opening sequence. Him as an action star is not good. His character is flat. His acting is so over the top. I don't know where. I mean, we talked about Timothy Dalton in the last movie being stale. This guy is like hard gum from like the.
He's, he's under the bench gum.
Yeah, he's under the bench gum. Like, this dude is god awful gum. Like, he is not good. The only I can't even find anything good about this guy. Like, I can't find it. Look, with that said, I gave him a one. He is not a good lead character. Like, not good.
Okay. Chris Klein, Jonathan Cross. Cool. Jonathan Cross. That's a cool action name. It really is.
Jonathan Cross.
Listen, Chris Klein, I've liked him in two movies.
Okay.
One of them, okay. American Pie. He was good as Oz. I liked him as Oz. He was young, you know, he was good. The other movie, a movie called Just Friends with Ryan Reynolds and Anna Faris. Yeah. He was good in that. He's like a douchebag. My point is, maybe comedy, that might be his lane. Okay. Because he is whatever Alex just said he was. He is all those things and worse. He is like, first of all, you're right. That opening scene, I'm going to say something about it during action. I'll be honest, but what the heck? What is this? Like, why does the movie start this way? That's what I was wondering. I was like, why is this your opening scene? What is this? They do street luging, which is very X Games, very, you know, extreme sports, late 90s. But it reminded me of the video game Road Rash. You ever play the game Road Rash? Where you like punch the... And one of the things you can ride is a street luge. Yeah. And he's like kicking the other guy. And then check this out. Then he, I guess it's to establish his extremeness, right? So then LL Cool J randomly picks him up on a street, randomly. Like, he just happens to be driving on this road when this guy is doing this thing. Gets in the car. He's like, bro, come play some rollerball with me. You make a lot of money. Okay. Chris Klein says, nah, man, I hate rollerball. It's pretty stupid. 6 months later, playing rollerball. Now, when he, and I'm wrapping up with this, when he walks out, and my man has on this eyeliner. And I said, nope, one. It's a one. Because anything cool about him went right out the window when he shows up in his rollerball outfit. Not cool. He's got rollerblades. You can't. I don't care what anyone says. You can't look that cool if you roll onto screen with some eyeliner and some rollerblades. It's not happening. I'm out. Nope. One. He's horrible. He's bland. He's not a character. He's not a character. He's just a person with a name who's like good at a game. And he just happens to be in this movie. He's trash. You're right. Awful. One. Okay. Main villain. I don't remember his name either, but he's the professional. Yeah. That's how I know him. Jean Reno is the actor.
And his name is Alexei Petroskovsky.
So he's a Russian, but he's a French guy in real life. So there you go. Good casting.
Yeah. A one. He is god awful. Look, and I'm going to say this. I like him. I think he's funny in The Pink Panther with Steve Martin. I like that movie a lot. I think he's funny. I think he's very good in the Godzilla movie.
Ronin?
Yeah,
he's in Ronin?
I never seen that movie, but I'll take your word for it.
And you never seen The Professional, right?
I never
seen The Professional. He's amazing in The Professional.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
He's great. Yeah.
But like all the movies I've seen him in, he's really good. I was like, okay, this movie, not. He is not good in this movie. I'm sorry. His character was just so weird that he could control all the governments in the Russia or wherever the hell they are. He's like rigging the rollerball. It's like, it's such a weird con. It felt like Death Race 2000 that we saw with Jason Statham, but like 10 I was gonna times say worse. That,
Yeah, 10 times worse.
Yeah.
10 times worse than an already like B movie.
Yeah, and we enjoyed it. Me and you reviewed it in the past episode, and we liked it. This one, I'm sorry, it is one of the worst. This is one of the worst villains. And I just can't. I gave him a one. He's not good in this movie.
You're right. So Jean Reno, an actor I like as well. I've seen him in quite a few things, and I like him in pretty much everything I see him in, except Rollerball. He is not good in this. And he's bad in two ways. One, his performance is not good, but you could tell this is a paycheck job. He's not trying. This is not a character that is written to really bring a performance. And two, the character sucks. Like, I hate villains like this.
Yeah.
The kind of rich person who like, okay, Death Race is a good comparison because I was thinking of that movie as well. Joan Allen in that movie is a way better version of this.
Yeah.
She was like tough. She wasn't playing games. They try to make him like he's not bad, you know? Oh, we want to keep the integrity. His first scenes are like him having fun, being cool. And she was always bad. And you just know it. And she was way better. He sucks. I didn't like him. I hate the whole like, you know, oh, we need to, as soon as he starts talking, you know he's the bad guy, even when he's trying to be nice. No, no, we don't want to, we want to make sure there's no corruption. As soon as someone says they want to make sure there's no corruption, there's going to be corruption right away. That's, it's like a given, you know what I mean? Like, no, 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 we need to keep it clean. No, they're not. It's corruption. And sure enough, corruption. So I didn't like him. I am landing on the same exact score as you. I gave him a fat one, a big one. So not, I didn't like him. So you have a terrible lead and you have a terrible villain. And that's how we're starting this movie off. So, okay. Action scenes.
And terrible action. I gave this action a two. Okay. And the reason why I gave it a two was with the scenes that they, first of all, the scenes in the rollerball arena is god awfully shot. And the thing is, I literally, and you can ask Nate, I mean, not ask, but Nate could testify right now when I'm talking to him. I texted him watching this movie and I said, did this guy really do Predator and all these movies he listed? Because that is one of these.
Are you sure this was a good director?
I did write that on our text. And it's crazy because this does not feel like a director with the credentials that Nate showed me. I was like, I'm just gonna say now, the action sequences in the rollerball was god awful. The cameras were all over the place. They were up, I mean, close up when they were fighting, when they were jumping, it was all over. Like, the cameras were like on top of the actor when they were jumping. I mean, how hard is it to shoot a motorcycle going on the side of a wall, but they decide to put the camera up close to him?
Yeah.
It did not work for me, but what I will say is when they started to start injuring each other and doing all that, I gave it the benefit of a doubt. I was like, you know what? That was entertaining in the movie. There was really no action in this movie besides the horrible, horrible night vision scene of them getting away. LL Cool J and my man Jonathan Cross trying to get in a night vision sequence that it was so god awful shot. The only action in that scene is when my man LL got sniped. And that was like, that is only it. Them racing to the club, I could say is action, but technically it's not. It was just a car driving, but okay.
Here's a car driving.
Yeah, car driving. I mean, they were racing each other to get to the party, and I just did not like it. I gave it a two, though. I gave it a two. So,
hey, you know what? We're so far, we are in the same exact thing. I gave it a two, and the only reason is, as stupid of an idea as the street luging scene is, it's shot really well. You could tell someone who knows how to make action movies shot it, because you're right. They look like they're going... It starts off like they look like they're going slow. And I was like, oh no, what is this? These guys are going, but it picks up and they're like some stunt people are doing these crazy jumps off these streets. I do like the way the camera is kind of like following at a fast speed. So it's well shot. Here's the problem with the rollerball scenes is that there's way too much going on in such a small space that it's bound to be terrible. Like you said, you got two teams, two people on each team are on motorcycles. So you have four motorcycles. And then a bunch of people on rollerblades. And I got more to say about rollerball in the storyline, but just the set piece, it's too small. It's not like a big arena. Did you ever see Battle Angel Alita?
Yes, I saw that. Yeah, yeah.
Remember that game they play in there? Mm-hmm. That is way better shot. That looks like a big arena. They needed a bigger space. It doesn't. It's too small. You can't tell what's going on half the time. And when you can, it's not that exciting. Also, you could clearly, I wanted to send a clip. Maybe I'll go back and send the clip to you guys. But you could clearly see the string on the motorcycle on the scene early where it like goes off to go off the edge. You could see the cables and everything. I was like, oh no, what is this? Like, CGI that out. What are you doing? John McTiernan directed this movie. That's the director Alex was talking about. He's directed Die Hard, Predator, Die Hard with a Vengeance, The Thomas Crown Affair. He directed The 13th Warrior with Antonio Banderas. That's a pretty good movie.
The Hunt of Red October.
The Hunt for Red October. Like, this guy's done a bunch of really, really good action movies. Like, top tier. Die Hard's one of the best action movies of all time. Predator, probably one of the best action movies of all time. And Rollerball. They did Rollerball as well. A two. It's not good, but at least there's flashes of someone who's competent. And that's all I can give it credit for. All right.
I would say yeah. that. I'm sorry. I would say no, this, though. Good. The one thing that when we were talking about like the arena space, one thing that Death Race did great is with the car scenes, that the car scenes were not on top of each other. Like that right. director, Paul W.S. Anderson, he yeah. knew what he was working with. Like he spaced it out. Like
yeah.
this rollerball thing, yeah, I agree with you. Those are horribly designed.
There's no wide shots, if you notice, of like the rollerball game, barely. Mm-hmm. The widest it gets is maybe like 15 feet away from the person. Yeah. So everything's in close up. It's just, it's bad. All right. Storyline.
Hey, storyline of one. This storyline is god awful. It's yep. Jonathan Cross is a extreme guy that wants to play professional hockey, and he decides to do the luge thingamajiggy in the beginning, and the cops are waiting for him outside, and then all of a sudden it shoots into he became a famous rollerballer, which I was like, damn, that is a quick flash to right? fame, super quick. It's not a good story. I think that it was a good premise of Rollerball, but I think it was poorly executed, maybe. I think if it was handled by someone that knew how to write a script and made it better, I think the movie would have been good, but this movie's not good at all. I would say Rebecca Romijn Stamos, Stamos at the time, I don't know. I know yeah. she's
Rebecca Romijn now.
Now, yeah. She's gorgeous. I always said she was gorgeous, and I always thought she was hot in X-Men when she played Mystique.
Yeah.
She was not bad. She's like, she's the same actress that she is in every movie. I mean, I think she got better with age.
She has a Russian accent.
Yeah, her Russian accent, I thought it worked. LL Cool J, typical LL, so I can't criticize. I enjoyed him on screen. He was pretty cool. He was better than the lead.
I like LL Cool J as a person, yeah, so he doesn't bother me. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he was a better lead than Chris Kine, to be honest with you. Overall, this movie was a mess to begin with. And then you had Paul Heyman narrating the damn rollerball. You got Shane McMahon for some damn reason.
He just turns around. Yeah. He doesn't talk. He just shows. It's just Shane McMahon.
And then you got Pink throughout the whole movie, her music video, which I was like, what is going on here? So look,
Slipknot, I gave it Slipknot. Doing a performance.
They were pretty good, though. They were pretty good. I ain't gonna lie, they were pretty good. Yeah. But other than that, you're right. They had slip. They had all the. But this was a generational movie, and that's what I was kind of noticing. It was like all this stuff. If you guys grew up in that 2002 era, like I say, 2000 to 2010, this is it. This is all the famous people that blew up at the time. The WWE, the Pink. You got Slipknot started to rise in fame. I believe right during that time. They were rising in fame.
The early 2000s was it. I was in high school when this came out. So
you had that. So for me, I would say it's a generational movie that sucks real bad. So I gave it a one. Storyline.
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad you said all that. I agree with everything you said. Zero arguments. This is one of the most 2002 movies that exists on the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
If you said, hey, in 30, 50 years, they're like, hey, what was 2002 like? Put on Rollerball. And it'll give you a good idea of what 2002 was like. Hard rock. The soundtrack's pretty good. Rob Zombie's on it. Slipknot. Although, I gotta say, the scene where, like, the fat, I don't want to be rude to anybody, but he is in the movie. The fat, like, guy that gets punched in the face with the ball.
They smacked his helmet.
They smacked his helmet, and it's all, like, this weird camera shot. This magically got this camera shot or whatever. When Chris Klein gets all mad about it, and he goes over to the band, and he's like, hey, please pump me up or whatever, and the band starts playing the music. They're playing the guitar, and they start. One of the stupidest, and it's like 5 minutes long of them. It's like they're playing the music, and it's building up, and they're skating around, and it's building up, and they're skating around. And I'm like, how long is this going to go? Oh, yeah, POD is on the soundtrack. Like, the soundtrack's good. I don't care. But it is very, very WWE. It's very 2002. This was made for me when I was 15. I didn't like it, but I was the target demographic. 15-year-old boys who were around in 2002. That's who's supposed to like Rollerball. Apparently, I know it's a remake, but apparently the original had a lot of commentary, social commentary. This has none of that. It's just a trash movie. And just to stick to story, there's no story here. There is no story. Things just happen. They try to explain Rollerball. I couldn't explain to you how this stupid game works. I don't like watching something where I don't know how it works. They're like, all right. You start over here, and then the one side gets the ball. The ball is made of steel. If you threw this ball at somebody at that speed, you're breaking their hands. If it hits them in the chest, you're breaking their sternum. Like, it's dangerous, okay? Then they're like, then you got to skate around in a figure eight. Then you got to go up and go in this little tube for no reason. Then you got to pop out the tube, go around again, and throw the ball at this metal thing. But it has to be hard enough to make the fireworks pop off. What kind of game is... What kind of game is this? I hate movies that try to invent new sports. They're always stupid. The rules never make sense. And it looks like this. Death Race, way easier. Cars is Mario Kart. They have cars with weapons. They blow each other up. Yeah. Thank you. That's all I need to know. This is too many rules. I don't know. Why are they on motorcycles? Why is there two people on motorcycles? They never explain. I hate it. A one. Very terrible. Okay, overall.
I will say this, that this movie... I rather play basketball than rollerball.
Basketball was basketball's fun. A way better fake sport.
Yeah.
I'd rather play Death Race, and I'll probably die if I play it, but at least I could drive over the little power up and get machine guns and stuff. Like, there's no way I'm playing rollerball. It's like roller derby meets football and hockey meets motocross with a ball. Oh, I don't know. It's
stupid. Oh, Harry Potter Quidditch. Is it called Quidditch?
Oh, Quidditch. Yeah. Oh, Quidditch. Okay. Quidditch. This is extreme Quidditch but with horrible. No brooms or magic.
Yeah.
And it's horrible. It's very horrible.
It is. No, it is. It's so bad. Look, overall, this movie is atrocious. It is a waste of film, to be honest with you. And if someone in the future decides to watch this to see our generation, I feel so bad for those.
They're going to be so disappointed.
They're going to be so disappointed with that because this movie is garbaggio. It is so horrible. I gave an overall of one. And I think this is the first time ever I gave a one overall on the movie.
I think so. Yeah, I can't remember one.
Yeah, I can't. I always give the benefit of the doubt, but this movie is bad. This movie had three movies in one. It became an extreme sport in the beginning. Then it became super serious. And then all of a sudden it became a fighting movie towards the end, which I was like, what the hell is going on here? I didn't like it. Horrible. A one.
You know what's funny about this movie is you're right. This earned... this 3% that it has. I agree with the critics. It's absolutely horrible. But if I'm being completely transparent, I can find a small niche of people who might want to, let's say, have a bunch of drinks and watch this with friends. And you can have a good laugh. You can have a good laugh. It's one of those movies. Now, I stop short of saying it's awesomely bad, because that's a term that would mean that it's terrible. And I'd like to watch it. I don't ever want to watch this again.
Yeah, no.
But I also wouldn't be surprised if I had like a buddy who was like, oh my gosh, I get drunk with my friends and watch Rollerball and we laugh. I could see it happening because I laughed and I was sober when I watched it. So I could see that happening. That's really the only way I could even suggest ever putting this in or owning it is like, it's one of my favorite drunk party movies. Other than that, it is a waste of, is everything you said it is. It is horrible. The cast is bad. But why does Paul Heyman have such a big role in this movie? He's not an actor, okay? He's a wrestling and he's a great wrestling personality. He's not a good actor. Rebecca Romijn, she's a model. So, you know, her skills are that of a model. She's very pretty. She's not egregiously bad, but
she wasn't.
You know, and LL Cool J is LL Cool J. If you like LL, I've always liked him. I liked his music growing up, and I used to watch him on TV, and I liked him in Deep Blue Sea and Halloween H2O and Any Given Sunday. So I don't hate LL Cool J. But I don't love some of his line delivery in this movie. Sometimes he's kind of bad. But Chris Klein is horrible. And you're stuck with this guy for the whole movie. So it's also a one. And I have given ones before. So this is not my first. But it's a one. It's very horrible. So we have the same exact total score. We both have a six.
Yeah.
So this is a 6 out of 25. Cannot recommend. Do not recommend. And also, I texted the group very upset that people voted for this and that I had to watch it. Because
I'm angry, but
I didn't like it. And I spent money to watch this because it's not on streaming or anything. So did you, right? You had to rent it.
Yeah, I had to pay $4.
You guys cost us money and now you owe us money for making us watch this. All right. So that wraps up the bad movie month. Alex, we are free and clear. Now, this is not to say that we won't watch more bad movies in the future.
We will.
We will, but at least we are out of the intentionally bad era of movies. Now it's just going to be like, it could be bad or it could be good, which I prefer. So stay tuned next week because we are starting our new series, which is Underworld with Kate Beckinsale. And then, of course, we are starting a new month, Alex. It is Arnold Schwarzenegger time.
Ah, yes.
We are doing five Arnold classics as voted on by the fans. And I believe the first one is a movie that I love, absolutely love, grew up watching, Kindergarten Cop, a 90s movie. I love Kindergarten Cop. So we'll see if it still holds up for me. But we have Arnold Schwarzenegger month coming up. And that's, oh, speaking of Arnold, John McTiernan, Last Action Hero. So we're doing another one of this guy's movies in a couple of weeks. And let's see how that turns out.
Yeah, that's
better than Rollerball.
Oh yeah, it'll be 100 times better than Rollerball. But if you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Check out a podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews. Anything Action Movie Guys podcast, please follow us on Instagram at Action Movie Guys Podcast or Levels of Geeks on Instagram. If you guys are new to the channel or you're new to the podcast, you guys can listen to us over on iTunes, Spotify, TuneIn Radio. Hit those auto downloads. Check it out. Leave a review. If you guys are over on YouTube, if you want to support the channel, please hit that subscribe button. Hit the like button if you enjoyed the review. Hit those notification bells so every time we go live or we drop reviews, you guys will be notified. Till then, that is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.